guarantee of anonymity, but to include, among other notable figures,
Hello, good morning. This is Nat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm back on my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. It's been a couple weeks. I think the brain has gotten its adequate creative rest a little bit, but it's been a busy time. The leaves have not fallen. The rain has rained. The overheating has been overheated. But not too much. Actually, I was going to say not too much happened in between now and then. But I would say a lot did. And that just comes with, you know, the interaction and intersection, of myself with a lot more other personal worlds. Anyways, it's been exciting and awesome, and I have a tummy ache every day, but that's okay. That just means I am present with everything going on around me. So anyways, just to catch everybody up, some tunes I've been listening to as I do my various activities and keep afloat in this space for the last fall ever that I'll be here, promising myself that heart. Anyways, that was the Uncle Main title theme. I've really been enjoying that album. It's called Science Fiction, but with a P. Not really sure why. Also, an exciting element to the show this semester might be that I'm taking music theory, so I might have an insight or two, or, like, you know, notice something. That's what I'm hoping for, at least. Something that I thought was cool and profound was that My professor said something like the canvas for time, as like a canvas is to a painting. The canvas for music is time. I spoiled that one. But anyways, have been thinking about that. Have been thinking about how songs kind of, I return to them time and time again after time has passed. And what does it say that I keep returning to the same after time has gone by? And I'm deliberately choosing to spend, 3 to 5 minutes listening to particular songs that kind of paint on those 3 to 5 minutes. What does all that mean? Is there any meaning to it? Should I be thinking about it at all? I think so. Makes sense for me. But anyways, just to kind of fill you in, show of what I've been listening to. Hope you enjoy. It's okay if you don't. But yes, have been listening to a little bit of the Boards of Canada. So they're up next with Julie and Candy. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you're having a peaceful morning. And yeah, it's 8:06. It's kind of this is the latest showtime I've had. Arbitrary. Anyways, I'm rambling. Here is Julie and Candy.
that's how it be. Let me repeat. Left to the sea. Leaning on me, let everyone see that I've always been.
Hey!
Wow. Hi. I just played Julie and Candy by Boards of Canada, Death Drive Freestyle by Dean Blunt, and Bones by the Petrol Girls. I will say my playlist was on shuffle, so not going to tell you which one was out of place, but you know, out of place is relative and things happen as they should. But anyways, I've never listened, or like, I've been listening to the Bones song for like weeks, and I thought it was like Take Away the Night and I Am Bones, but it's Take Away the Noise and I Am Bones. Yeah, that struck me a little bit, or thinking about just being back on campus, and there's so much noise. I was kind of describing it when people would ask, you know, how I was doing. I would say, I'm good. It's just busy. Like, the buzzing of bees in a beehive. And it's kind of all-encompassing, but then there's, like, this hum to it that is, like, you know, the sound of the universe or whatever. So, things are supposed to be that busy, but also, yeah, if you take away all that noise, you're just kind of, like, a filter processing all of it. Wow, I'm going to think about this song a lot more now. But anyways, that was three songs. I'm going to keep going. I have Blonde Redhead up next with A Cure. I don't know too much about them. I think they have kind of like a little weird sound. And I don't know. No need to think about it, but I really like the bass line on this one, or I think they have, like, really loud bass guitar. I don't really know my instruments, I won't lie to you. Actually, you know, I'm just gonna play it now, so. La-da-dee-da-doo-dee-da-oo-do.
Yes, and hey. Show. S-O-Y. Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
Why did you leave the keys up on the table? I wanted to introduce that song. It is a cover of Chop Suey by someone who feels kind of controversial to cover Chop Suey by System of a Down, because it's supposed to be way, way louder than that. But also, I'm just playing it because it's what's going on right now, I suppose. And I like this artist for other things. Any hoodles. Another thing that has to happen is I must read PSA. Tufts Community Day is Sunday, October 1st. Join neighbors, families, and friends for Tufts Community Day on Sunday, October 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place on the Academic Quad at Tufts Medford Somerville campus. Highlights of the day include live music and dance performances by student groups, information from Medford and Somerville community groups, research projects by Tufts University faculty, and for children of all ages, crafts, portrait artists, jumbo lawn games, and other activities, plus a free lunch for everyone. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicap accessible and free parking is available. Events including lunch will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Balu Hall, and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held rain or shine. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. Anyways, just wanted to share that. And we're gonna listen to some more of this Chop Suey cover. Because we need a bit of absurdity in the morning, you know? Nothing needs to make sense right now, so I'm not gonna let anything make sense. Anyways.
My self-righteous suicide. Deserve to die. Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die. Suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
Forsaken me in your heart, forsaken.
Okay, that was chop suey. Was it a little strange? I kind of think so. Also kind of enjoy it. It's a nice take on the matter. Anyways, another weird song, or this artist, something about his music, like, gets progressively weirder and more chaotic, and, like, the things he introduces, like, kind of coincide with the chaos, or increasing chaos and disorder of the time. I kind of like his philosophy about how he approaches making music and how it parallels life. It's called Staring Out the Window at Your Old Apartment, kind of telling this narrative of thinking about, like, your past self. And that's how it feels to walk around campus recently and be kind of at the end, near the end of the road, and like, thinking about all the things that have happened. It's like, wow, that's not that much, but still, wow. Just kind of holding the past, not judging it, observing it, letting it be what it is, and knowing that it took me to where I am now, and where I am now is home, and The first couple lines are staring at the window at your old apartment, imagining the old you stumbling through. But you're stumbling into an apartment, which is like stumbling into home. But you had to be a little silly banana before you stumbled home. So anyways, thinking about this song. Hope you enjoy. I think it has good energy for me. So, yeah.
Someone hung a decorative surfboard up where your records and movies belong. This light makes it nearly impossible to see if they fixed all the cracks in the wall. Stare at the window at your old apartment, imagining me.
All right, you just listened to Staring Out the Window at Your Old Apartment by Jeff Rosenstock, Shadow of a Doubt by Sonic Youth, and Black Sand by Fearing. I haven't really been listening to Black Sand too much, but I remember I found this song around this time last year. And around this time last year, I was in Amsterdam. And I've just been thinking about how much time and how not that much time has passed since that experience that was really perspective shifting. Yeah, it was hard for me to imagine life beyond my departure from that space, and it's continued quite nicely. So I was talking with my housemate yesterday about, you know, general, like, I don't know, I had this thought that going to college, I was really certain about what I wanted to do with my career and life, but very distant from myself and very uncertain about what it meant to be myself. And I think I've kind of since, sometimes it feels like I've traded being, you know, very, feeling quite uncertain about the future, and way more certain about myself. But I feel pretty, I don't think it's exactly a trade-off, like I thought it was originally. I think it's all happening at once, and the future was never really mine to predict, and to imagine myself and like my stability in the future is to imagine, I don't know, like let the version of myself that's stable exist in the future when I want it to exist now. So anyways, thinking about those sorts of things, like trying to transform the nervousness and uncertainty. Well, yeah, uncertainty doesn't have to be synonymous with nervousness. I think in the human condition, you know, we always want to know what's next because that's a survival mechanism. But in a reality sense, maybe our fixation on the future is a bit too much for us to bear at times. So with that, I'm just trying to, you know, I hope everyone out there knows they're, probably right where they need to be. And I don't know. The human condition is a very silly one, and I hope you figure out what it means to you. Or you also don't have to. It's not up to me, it's up to you. And if it were up to me, I'd still want it to be up to you. So, anyways, gonna play us out with a song called The Drowners. I don't know if I played it before, but it's pretty good. I like the way, I think they say slow down a lot. And I've been trying to slow down a lot more. And kind of take in all the things going on around me. Because there's so much. And so much to learn from while I'm in this space. Anyways, thank you for listening. This is Nat. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This was my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel, first one of the semester. I really appreciate the listen, and I'm wishing everyone out there a beautiful day, and I hope some peace washes over you if it hasn't already, and it's always there to access, I think. Anyways, thanks. Here is The Drowners by The London Suede.